Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at andersongriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, if you have been driving up and down White Street and wondering what the heck is going on with the that powerhouse section of University Center, we have the lady who is going to tell us all about it. Her name is Tara Sherbert, and she is the CEO of the Sherbert Group, which has been bold enough to get in there and attempt to do the impossible, which is what she's going to talk to us about today. Tara, thanks for cutting out a half an hour to be with us today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit about your background first.
Sure. Well, interestingly enough, I started my career as a CPA, perhaps a nerdy accountant, but I was so fortunate to be involved with historic renovation through that accounting role right out of the beginning. So I grew up for the first 10-12 years of my career as a partner in a national CPA firm, where I was structuring and reviewing and working on behalf of developers, investors, and lenders, structuring historic tax credit transactions, renovations of historic deals. After so many years of doing that, sitting behind a desk, I decided, you know, all these conservative practices that we work through and advise our clients on, let's put those to actual practice. And that's when we decided to break off from the CPA firm, my husband and I, and created our own companies. And we started a CPA firm and a consulting firm where we worked on transactions nationwide, but through our own companies. After years of doing that, we decided to actually put our work boots on and create the development division of our company. and that's where we became developers. In addition to maintaining the consulting firm and the CPA firm. From there, we continued to grow, and we started an investment division and a lending division where we invest and lend in transactions nationwide. And from there, we expanded into an architectural division and a property management division. So we are all in.
Well, you are all in.
On historic transactions.
And when we talk about projects that you've done, this is not your first rodeo down here.
Absolutely not.
Give me an idea of other projects you've done.
Sure. So nationwide, from the beginning of time, we stopped counting at 500.
Woo! 500?
500.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
Now, these are 500 where you have actually done the construction work or invested in them or a combination thereof?
One or all of the roles, anywhere from just advising and consulting on them to design to investing to lending to the whole ball of wax of down to the development, design, and property management of them.
All right. So how did you learn about this unique opportunity down here in Rock Hill? I got a feeling there's a guy in my head by the name of Skip Tuttle.
Yes.
Did he get you involved in this?
Huh? Yeah, so it even goes back further than that. Gary Williams is a very good friend, and we started working with Gary all the way back with the Cotton Factory through our consulting division. And we helped him put together the investment and lending package for the Cotton Factory, which was, in fact, the first mill renovation completed in the state of South Carolina under the mill tax credit provision of, right. Of the code. So we go all the way back to Gary, and then we continued working with them and Skip Tuttle through the whole University Center project. So we've been working on University Center with Skip, Gary, and Greg for really the last 10 years.
Now, briefly, for those who don't know anything about this, these credits, these historic tax credits, and whatever else is available along that same line. They are what make a project like this or any other restoration project work. Is that right?
They're a big part of it. South Carolina really had a big initiative, and they were really smart in developing incentives to help move forward the large blighted mill, abandoned mill areas throughout the state of South Carolina. So the incentive packages encourage developers to come in and take the risk of taking old shut-down communities and renovating them and giving them their new life of hopefully the next 100 years.
Mm. Okay, so you start with Skip on, with Gary, and I guess with Skip on all these historic tax credits. And then what did you do? Just kind of look down there in the corner of the property and say, what the heck's that big old powerhouse? I think I'd like to tackle that.
Well, we had been working on Olive University Center for years, the whole master redevelopment with Gary and Skip. And the powerhouse sat there at the end of the site. We all knew it was going to be a very difficult project, and there's been very few power plant projects completed nationwide, and they generally wait until the end because they're the riskiest of a master redevelopment.
Risky because?
Boy, we could talk for okay. days on that. Risky because the structure of the real estate is challenging, finding uses to go into it where you can utilize the real estate that's been given to you historically into new uses, because you're not just building on land. You're building in some very interesting space that the way the building is configured. So that's interesting. But also the fact that National Park Service gets very involved in the design and what you can and cannot do within that building.
Jeez. Not to mention what's inside the building.
Yes.
It usually has to come out before you can do it. We'll talk about that in a minute. So you all just kept looking at that little corner piece over there, and you just finally raised your hand one day and said, I'm going to take this thing on?
That's right. It's pretty much how that happened.
So that process started how long ago?
That process started a little over 3 years ago at this point.
3 years ago. You started really getting serious about this.
Correct.
So, when you went down there and you walked through that powerhouse, I mean, I walked through it one time, not the whole thing, but enough to see. It looks impossible. I mean, you could hardly move inside that building before all the big tanks and what have you.
Right.
But you saw something entirely different than I did.
We did, mostly because that's all we've really known and done our entire careers. Also, we have a team that is just so fantastic within our companies. You can call it an attribute, you can call it a fault, but we always look at things and say, how are we going to get this done versus why aren't we going to get it done? We knew the demolition, an interior demolition of the building was going to be very, very challenging, difficult, and costly. We knew coming up with the right uses to go within the building was going to be pretty challenging, and we knew the construction per square foot was going to be probably the most challenging
right.
of the project.
So the powerhouse includes more than just where the smokestacks are. You've got that, I guess, adjacent building that are going to be developed into loft apartments or whatever?
So the powerhouse project is about 60,000 square feet. It's hugged by the two historic smokestacks. And within that 60,000 square feet, we really took it and divided it down the middle with uses. The first 30,000 square feet are beautiful apartments, and those range anywhere from studio apartments to three-story, three-bedroom atrium units, where the units actually have a three-story atrium within them.
Ooh.
And then we took the other 60,000 square feet, and we have a really beautiful food hall going in. We have Middle James Brewery. We have a steakhouse. And then that is hugged by a private-public partnership with the city, where we have an expansive event lawn, 20,000-square-foot event lawn, and an event stage.
Jeez. Whew. All right, let me go back. So you walked into the powerhouse. You see what other people didn't see, an opportunity to probably challenge yourself beyond belief with all those boilers and what have you in there. So, I mean, how did you start to take those things apart? I mean, just looking at them.
Yeah.
They're real old and real rusty, and Lord knows what's inside of them.
Right. Yeah, so we looked at the boilers a lot, and there were six of them. We actually named them all by numbers. And some of them were bricks, some of them were steel. And we knew all of them had a lot of secrets inside them that we wouldn't, they wouldn't tell us their secrets until we started dismantling them. So it took finding the right demolition contractor to do that work, which, we found them and we've been working with them for years and they did a fantastic job. They're, EHG, very well known demo contractor. And we really spent the first, 4 to 6 weeks of our relationship with them, breaking into the boilers, going on top of the boilers and doing test cuts so that we could remove the uncertainty out of the calculation so we could figure out what indeed was in the inside the boilers so we could figure out how to take them down. Unlike a lot of demolition, we had to be very specific and careful on the demolition of these boilers because they had to be demolished coming inside the building. If we pushed them too hard, they could break through the facade of the building, and then we would no longer have a historic building.
Whoa.
So the demolition really had to be carefully planned, both to deal with any environmental hazards within safely within the boilers as they came down, and then to bring them down safely where they were not interfering with the facade of the building.
And my guess is you were there every step of the way on that, because one little misstep and one of those big boilers could go crashing right through the wall and then the whole project goes boop.
That's right. Yeah, we are not passive developers. You will find me looking like you see me there every day on site, because historic renovations, the buildings whisper to you the secrets that they've accumulated over their first 100 years of lives every single day. And you have to have a team that's mobilized that can really look at what the building's telling you and deal with it very efficiently.
So the pieces that were necessary to pull this thing off, besides all the structure that you brought to it with all your companies, you need to have obviously cooperation from the state of South Carolina, the historic review people, and they would come on site and tell you, you can do this, but you can't do that. And if you don't do it our way, we're not going to give you the credit or something like that. Is that about right?
That's right. We had a lot of participants in this overall redevelopment from an environmental standpoint, basically on auto dial with DHEC. We're actually huge fans of DHEC South Carolina. They are so accommodating with moving forward these mill renovations. They understand how difficult they are, and they understand what a undertaking they are. But DHEC was literally on the phone with us daily as we went through the demolition component. The city of Rock Hill, just a tremendous amount of cooperation and time spent with them on the overall redevelopment plan and coordination, permitting, inspection process. Mm-hmm. National Park Service was very, very, very involved with the upfront design and what they wanted to see maintained in that building, along with the State Historic Preservation Office.
Good gosh. That's a lot of balls to juggle. Jeez. Woo. And I would imagine they were there about as often as you were to look at this and look at that and make sure that what you said you were going to do is exactly what was being done.
They were pretty much on a Teams call 24/7.
Oh, my gosh. So the demolition part, you said your company has been involved with 500 projects nationwide. I don't know how this one ranks with others that you've done, but just based on what you've said, this one seems to be very tricky in terms of just getting through the demo stage so you could have something to redevelop.
That's right. Yeah. The powerhouse has been very challenging. All historic renovation projects are challenging, but the powerhouse is only 60,000 square feet. And I say that because a lot of historic projects we work on and develop are, you know, up over 100 to 700 to a million square feet. So you have a lot more kind of wiggle room to spread the intense upfront coordination and coordination costs. Powerhouse not only had really wall-to-wall equipment, catwalks, boilers that needed to be very strategically taken down, but it's designed with a very unique floor print where we don't take a piece of land and build on top of land. We build in space that's provided to us by history. So we have to take a building that has a lot of different angles and a lot of different patterns to it and figure out how to most efficiently, effectively create new uses out of that space with a very small footprint.
Can you really even start that process until you get everything out of there?
Well, we had to.
Jeez.
So Framework Architecture is our design company within the Sherbert Groups. I'm going to say one of the most brilliant men I've ever met. His name is Michael Spangenberg. He actually had to design the space with best guess of this actual space that we are going into, because all the boilers were truly in the way to do real accurate measurements.
Oh, yeah.
We also made the very conscious decision that we were going to maintain as much historic steel within the building as we could, and build within that, because it's just so, the steel is so remarkable, just massive X bracing and beautiful steel structure. And much of that we were not able to actually see until the boilers were removed. But we had to have our design well underway. We couldn't take the boilers down and then enjoy 6 months to a year design. We had to be ready to go once those boilers were out.
So that steel, even though it's whatever, 70 years old, 80 years old, the fact that it had a shell around it, it's just as good today as it was back then.
That's right. That's right. The what we always find in our mill renovations is the attention to detail when these mills were built, and the craftsmanship, beautiful craftsmanship. You go in and see the way the brick was assembled and the steel was assembled, and the attention to detail that went into it is just incredible. And now we get to enjoy that for what is hopeful the next 100 years of the building's life.
Wow. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. They're out there at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com if you'd like to get more information. Now, I did not warn you about this, but you can read these white letters because we're going to say them all together at the count of three, because that's what they do here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads 6 days a week. At the count of three, how do they do it? One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden.
There you go. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Love our subs? Want to find the fastest way to get here? Just say, hey Siri, take me to Substation 2 in Rock Hill.
Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, and it gets 4 stars on Yelp.
Even faster, order online at mysubstationii.com. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Now open, the new Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill, featuring personalized and comprehensive obstetrical services, 24/7 emergency care, and skilled surgeons who know the importance of getting to know you and your family. Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill, providing care for the Fort Mill community by your local community. Care that feels like home, close to home. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com/Fort Mill.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is more about property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Founders knows you must use your best money-saving strategies to reach your full financial potential, including finding the best interest rates on your credit cards. In our current economy, you've got to make every dollar count. That's why Founders offers low balance transfer rates on all their credit cards. Get the most out of your credit card. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc to apply and save today. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you want to find the best subs and salads, tell Siri, take me to Substation 2 in Rock Hill.
Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, and it gets 4 stars on Yelp.
Even faster, order online at mysubstationii.com. Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. If you missed the first half of the show, you need to go back and listen to it online, because this lady is on fire. Tara Sherbert, she's the CEO of the Sherbert Group. She's a CPA by trade. The Sherbert Group has got a dozen different companies that do anything with design and architecture and demolition, and that list goes on and on. And they're the ones that are doing the powerhouse redevelopment down here at University Center. And we've been going through this step by step by step by step. I asked you off the air, I'm going to ask you on the air, have you, with all these projects, you've done 500 projects in one way or another across the country, have you ever walked away from any of them?
All the time. We actually take on a pretty small percentage of what comes to us. We have a committee, albeit a small committee, that we make a very conscious decision on being involved with the project through a pretty set, basic set of questions out of the gate.
Was this one, when you looked at it and your committee looked at it, was it, did it get to the questionable criteria, like, I'm not quite sure, but, well, maybe if we did this, I mean.
It didn't get straight through committee.
It wasn't a slam dunk.
It wasn't a slam dunk, again, because of the size of it. It's a fairly small project for us in the complexity of it. But over time, we all knew and we were 100% committed to it. The concept of what we are going to do with it changed over time also. I will tell you, COVID actually gave perhaps an opportunity to redesign the entire building to what it is today. And we're actually thankful for that time in that process, because we believe the end design and the end concept of what is going in there was the right decision.
All right, well, let's talk about what's going to go in there, because we're going to run out of time before you know it. You got 30,000 feet that is loft apartments.
Yes.
Tell me about these. You said that they're from efficiencies up to 3 bedrooms. Is that right?
Yes. The loft apartments are just absolutely fantastic and so unique. There's nothing like them in the nation. We have anywhere from studio apartments to 3-story, 3-bedroom, 3-bath units with 3-story atriums within the unit itself. The units are floor-to-ceiling windows, so they're absolutely fantastic. We put white flooring within the units, 42-inch tall black cabinets with oversized hardware. And the flow to the units are just so unique, because, again, we're building a space provided to us by the history. We're not building within new air and land.
How many apartments are there?
So we have 37 apartments.
37 apartments. Okay. Jeez. And are you already starting to lease these apartments, or are you still not ready to do that.
So just this week, we released our units on apartments.com and our website. And our website is powerhouserockhill.com. You'll see the renderings of the units online. We've just released our first floor units this week. Probably second floor next week.
Good for you. All right. Now, of course, you mentioned that out front there's going to be a bunch of public space that you're working with the city on, all right, for entertainment venues and what have you. But you're going to have a bunch of restaurants in there as well.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. So we're really excited about this. But on the first floor, inside an expansive patio that hugs the first historic smokestack, we have two custom 10-foot tall doors that enter into our expansive food hall. The food hall is absolutely beautiful. You walk in, and there is a four-story atrium that you look up into, and the sunshine coming into the four-story atrium, it's almost magical. Within the atrium, we have a four-story custom light fixture that is made out of eight of the historic windows that we pulled out of the building that we could not renovate, so we wanted to put it back into the building in a special way. And that light fixture, like I said, it spans down over four stories. It's tiered in different levels, and then we have color-changing lights on each of those windows. So the sunlight comes in, it hits those windows, and then it hits the walls of the atrium just beautifully. And then we have our operators within the food hall, which I'm just going to say we're completely honored to have. We really got the best of the best. We really did very little marketing of the food hall. The operators just really came together beautifully. So we have Flip Out Burger, which I think everyone in Rock Hill knows and everyone in Rock Hill loves, John and Amy. So we're super excited about them.
Better known from the flip side.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. We have Farmhouse, which we just announced. Are you familiar with Farmhouse?
I am now that you mentioned it.
So Farmhouse, they are bringing their pizza and sausage concept.
Yeah.
They really all the rage with respect to that. They're a fantastic crew. They have a fantastic, very local and fresh products that go into their sausage. So we're super excited about them.
About 1 minute left, so run me through the rest of them.
Okay. We've got Narudal going in, and they are going in for ramen and Asian. Miss Lillian Kitchen. We have Local Scoop, which is ice cream.
I gotta have ice cream.
We have Javeska, Steve Bollinger with his coffee. We have one that we're about to announce this week, so you'll be on the list with them when we tell you. And then we have our Anchor Bar, which we are about to announce our operating partner on that.
Okay. Well, you're going to have a big steakhouse down there as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's already been kind of out there in the world.
Yes.
So you got a lot going on. And what's the schedule? Very quickly, when's this thing going to open up?
So we are pushing very hard to have our food hall operators bringing their equipment into the stalls in March. Our apartments, we are cleaning and final painting as we speak. We're really looking, and our brewery is now Middle James, which we didn't get a chance to talk about, but we're so excited. Their space is finished, but we're really looking to open up all of three of those concepts at the same time.
Not April.
Late March, early April.
Tara, we got to go. Thank you so much. Appreciate all that you're doing down here. I hope we get a chance to do this again.
Absolutely.
Tara Sherbert, CEO of the Sherbert Group. Here in Rock Hill, doing a wonderful job at the Powerhouse. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. One more time, fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. At the count of three, here we go.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio Monday. Bye.